Homegrown terrorists are starting to pop up, and not just in the Middle East. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we'll be looking at ISIS movements in Southeast Asia. It's got implications for church planters there who are already in the minority. And you'll also hear about a ministry boosting kids with special needs. And this time around, we've got a way for you to put a face to this ministry. We're sharing the news that encourages you to pray, give, or go. We'll start with what's happening in Indonesia, where a failed suicide bombing on Sunday just kind of serves to highlight ISIS activity there. An Islamic State member tried to attack a church, but his backpack bomb fizzled. He then pulled an axe on the priest before being subdued. Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen says the Muslim-majority country is actually starting to see homegrown terrorism.
Even when I was in Indonesia this summer, there was a suicide attack breaching a police station that was near the center where we were having ongoing training conference for church planters. So even from that time to this weekend's attack, there have been other attacks against churches, and it's a disturbing, increasing frequency there in Indonesia.
Indonesian Christians are a minority, and while the gospel is spreading, it's hard to get church momentum going with community threats coupled with a lack of funds. That's why FMI supports Indonesian seminary grads.
Those graduates who say, we have a heart to plant churches across our country. We have the education. We just need the prayer support, the financial support of our brothers and sisters around the world, because we're not getting that type of support locally because we are such a minority.
The church planters in Indonesia are in a tough spot. They could use your support through prayer or writing letters. For ways that you can come alongside these guys, go to missionnetworknews.org. And today we finish recapping SOAR International's summer ministries. In addition to the work at the transition home in Russia, SOAR partnered with a local church in Moscow to teach kids from the community English and introduce them to Jesus. Joanna Mangione says,
had a lot of kids and a lot of adults, some of whom had never stepped into a church, some who even walked in and said, where are we? What is this building? And the teachers had the opportunity to explain this is a church and introduce the gospel to these kids who had never been allowed to enter a church.
So during the second English camp, devotion and prayer time led to serious discussion about God and the trials that are facing Russian believers.
It's a scary thing for them to admit to being Christian in their world. So even with some of the kids who are moving towards wanting to accept, it's kind of a scary step for them.
Despite the risks, the gospel has reached many ears through this summer ministry.
There are a lot of seeds being planted, and it's been fun over the course of the last 2-3 years to get to watch some of these kids growing in their faith or growing in their curiosity or the seed being watered.
How can we pray? Pray that the seeds of the gospel root deeply. And the King's Table Ministries wants to serve the disabled and their families through three platforms. One of them, the Lincoln Schools, is a Grand Rapids Public School special needs campus. Kathy Tykesa from King's Table Ministries shares a little bit more.
KTM, just being on the campus and having, you know, the awareness that we are there to help in any way. We work with the social workers in the schools, and for instance, there was a situation where they had one of the girls with a need for shoes, and they came to King's Table. We were able to get somebody who could donate the funds to get this particular student some shoes. You know, there's always some benevolent needs, and the schools can't always provide for those needs, so the King's Table Ministry can come in and fill some of those voids.
We've put a face to what some of King's Table Ministries does. We've got a special photo essay at missionnews.org. Obviously, for King's Table to continue, they're going to need more volunteers.
I would make sure that we could meet and get them plugged in to where they feel a good fit would be.
Sound like something you're interested in pursuing? Get in touch with Kathy. We'll make the introductions at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for your world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. They feature stories on current events, plus gospel connections, action points, prayercast links, and more. All at your fingertips at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.